I'll get to listener comments in a moment, but first this. After returning this week from vacation, I'm happy to report that there are strong signs of progress at WHQR, despite some recent setbacks concerning our program automation. The system we use to run both HQR News and Classical HQR, called Audio Vault, suffered a major failure in late June. The Audio Vault controls not only operation at nights and weekends, allowing us to stay on the air 24 hours a day on both stations, but also assists the many instances of pre-recorded content, such as news stories, cultural calendar, and many more. Its failure meant that the hard-working staff of WHQR had to pull double duty to keep as much of the schedule as possible coming to you by working extra night and weekend shifts for a while. I couldn't be more proud of the professionalism and dedication of the outstanding staff here at the station. I salute all of them for pitching in to see us through. The good news is that permanent installation of our brand new automation system will begin, we hope, as early as this weekend. The new system would not be possible without the success of our capacity-building campaign called Empowering Our Future. The campaign has been operating quietly in the background for over 3 years and to date has raised over $1.2 million in gifts from approximately 120 generous donors. We're now in the public phase of the campaign and hope to wrap it up shortly. You'll hear more about it as we move toward the finish line. It's also important to underline that the Empowering Our Future campaign is for specific one-time purchases that will enhance the capacity, technology, and physical infrastructure of the station. It's entirely separate from our on-air campaigns like the current summer stealth drive, which pays our regular bills for programming, mortgage, salary, utilities, and the like. The stealth drive is going well, over halfway to its goal, and if enough people pitch in with their contributions, we'll dispense with the traditional on-air drive for the second summer in a row. Now on to some comments from the last couple of weeks. One listener wrote that he missed Sunday Baroque on Sunday mornings. That and With Heart and Voice are two casualties of the failure of our audio vault as described above, and we hope to have them both back on the schedule very soon. Last Saturday and Sunday were Garrison Keillor's last shows as host of A Prairie Home Companion. Listen for the return of The Thistle and Shamrock this Saturday at 6 p.m., followed by Across the Blue Ridge. I'm told that our guests at our Garrison farewell party Saturday night at the station had a wonderful time. One listener wrote to me that he found Garrison's final words, a selection of limericks, was tasteless and a poor way to end his 41 years on the air. That's Garrison for you, quirky to the end. Stephen Arante wrote, I've been involved one way or another with WHQR for 30 years. Friends of Public Radio Board, Advisory Board, on-air commentator from 2001 to 2005, etc. And I just wish to say that Coastline is the best locally produced program to be ever aired on the station. The length of the program and the guests scheduled allow topics to be covered with a degree of depth that just isn't done anywhere else, and I think it provides a valuable service to the area. Keep it up. Finally, I want to extend a farewell, thank you, and good luck message to three of our four graduate fellows from UNCW who moved on June 30th. Meg Young in development, Melissa Stone in web services, and Aurora Shimshak in operations were all outstanding. Highly competent, fun to work with, and great examples of the kind of quality students that UNCW enjoys. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. Many thanks, as always, for your feedback.